Florida, or anywhere else in the world. It's our Stupid Criminals game, and it's brought to you by D-Best Floors & More Holiday Special. Tile and laminate starting at 69 cents a square foot, and carpet from 59 cents a square foot. Time to meet our players this morning in Altamont Springs. It's Emily. Good morning, Emily. Pick your coach. Would you like Dana or Adam?
I think I
want to
go with Dana.
Oh,
wow.
You haven't been first in forever.
I haven't been.
Uh-uh. And Dana lives in Altamont, too, so there you go. We got a little connection going on there.
Sorry for your loss, Emily.
And we have Candace out in Palm Coast. Good morning, Candace. You're going to have Adam as your coach this morning. Silence.
Oh,
I love it.
Speechless. Speechless. She's so excited.
All right, here we go. We're going to start off with you, Emily and Dana. Just tell us where this happened, Florida or anywhere else in the world. Anybody that's owned a clunker, just like me, can relate to this. However, this guy's still a little crazy. He's 33 years old. His name's Chad, and he had an old car that constantly breaks down on him, apparently. And late last month, he was sick of it, and he flew into a full anger mode. Not sure what kind of car it is or anything, but it was in a parking lot and had some sort of issue. So he pulled over. He pulls a baseball bat out of it and just starts wailing on his car, just beating it up. Well, someone called the cops and said this isn't normal behavior. So the cops showed up as Chad was driving away. So apparently it wasn't that bad that he was still able to drive it. After they pulled him over, they realized that Chad was drunk. Imagine that. He had an open container in his car, two previous DUIs, and was just driving on a suspended license. So they asked him, why'd you beat up your car? He just admitted that he was angry, and he flew off the handle. He was tired of it breaking down on him.
Wow.
So because of other his drunk driving arrests, they're charging him with a habitual offender this time, and he could now be facing up to 5 years in prison, all for getting into a baseball bat fight with his car.
That he lost.
Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Emily and Dana?
I think it could be anywhere, but I'm going to say anywhere else in the world.
Okay. Over to you. Candace, what do you think?
Let's just take a lucky shot and go against it and say Florida.
Final answers. This took place. Wow. Oh, Dana's all nervous
no
over here.
No coaches used here,
this
huh?
This took place in Michigan.
I knew that.
Yay. I really thought it was Florida.
You, did you?
I did. So
sounds like a Florida thing.
I know. So, go, Emily.
I knew it was going to be elsewhere.
Yeah, sure you did.
I had it down.
Candace, here we go. You'll start with this one. This is a classic sign that you're drinking too much if it starts to affect your job, which applies no matter to what line of work you're in. There's a burglar. He broke into a jewelry store last Wednesday night. He stole a bunch of stuff, but by the time cops got there, he was already gone. But he decided to come back a few hours later and broke in again, this time while he was drunk. Got a little liquid courage in him.
Ooh.
But he got stuck in the window while he was trying to get away. He smashed a hole in the glass that was just big enough to fit through, and he got stuck on his way out. So when the cops got there the second time, that's what they saw, were his legs dangling out of the hole. He was wedged into the window and up to his waist. So police...
Wilma!
Yeah. Police searched his home, found all the stuff from the first time he broke in. It's not sure whether he was drunk at that time or just got the liquid courage on the second time, but firefighters eventually got him out, threw him in the drunk tank, and waited for him to sober up before they questioned him and arrested him. So do we get to claim Mr. Burglar in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Candace?
Let's see what Adam says, but I'm going to guess Florida, but let's see what Adam's take is.
Well, Candace, it's funny you should ask. You listen to the story and you hear about maybe an overweight thief that got stuck. Our thieves here in Florida are all thin and good looking. It's just part of being a Floridian. So I've got to think it's somewhere else in the world. But, you know, it's your game.
So bizarre. Candace, what do you think?
Good opinion on that, but... let's go. We'll take a shot at it and go with yours, Adam.
Oh, good.
Which was?
Oh, that was anywhere else.
Anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Emily, what do you think?
Not because I think burglars are thin in Florida. I think still it's somewhere else in the world, but I want to hear what Dana has to say.
I hate to go Adam's way because it sounds like it's agreeing with Adam when it really isn't.
No.
Ooh, yeah, if your gut's telling you anywhere else in the world, I think mine is too.
Final answer?
Yes, anywhere else in the world.
Took place in France.
See this? Yes. Very overweight in France, apparently.
What?
If they're thieves.
No, they're not.
Scores 2-1. Emily 2, Candace 1. Final story. Emily, you'll get to start off with Dana on this one. No expert here, but I feel like this guy's probably his job interview strategy was really bad. He's 24 years old. His name is Dominic. He had a job interview last week at a Kohl's. And when he was in his interview, as soon as it was over, on his way out, he decided, look at those two pairs of shoes. Shoplifted two pairs of women's shoes from the store as he's leaving his job interview.
Wow. Well,
security guard spotted him, called the cops. Dominic told him he took the shoes to give to his mom as a gift. So he was arrested for retail theft. And believe it or not, didn't end up getting the job.
What?
I know.
What about the shoes? Could he keep them?
No. Poor Dominic.
Poor Dominic.
Emily, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
I think that sounds like something that a Floridian could do, actually. So, but Dana, what do you think?
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Candace, how about you?
I'm going to have to go with Florida as well, if I remember right, because I actually remember this story on the news or on Facebook or something. So I think it's Florida as well, if I remember right.
Adam, not going to chime in at all. So it's her game.
Her game, but yeah.
All right. This took place in Spring Hill, Florida.
Yay!
Yes! Yeah, thanks, Adam, right? The final score was Emily 3, Candace 2. Thank you guys
Good
for
game.
Playing Florida or anywhere else in the world. Have a great weekend.